The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat Podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Cincinnati.com beat writers Paul Diener Jr. and Jim Lazarski take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome to the first ever walkout post-game edition of the BBP. We are leaving the press box and headed to our cars, and a beverage is awaiting us because we're done with our work, so we're allowed to have the post game let it go beverage. But we're doing this, we're doing these like this after games because Jim and I and a number, I mean, I'd say anybody we walk with, we have some of the most entertaining discussions that we ever have about this team. Or at least
you're setting
interesting.
The bar pretty high.
Well, maybe not entertaining ever. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we always have interesting, revealing discussions when we walk out of the stadium. So why not record it and give it to the people?
Give it to the people.
Give it to the people. So you are going to listen to Jim and I as we walk to our cars and we have our post-game pop on the mind. But we're going to talk a little bit about what happened.
Yeah.
Tonight, are you cool? You feel
man. I feel good about it. It's I want people to hear all the ambient noise of the walkout. This is a legit walkout. Paul.
Random guy in a cart is going to be probably happening at some point. You always got random guy in a cart, and if when you hear us on the road this year, you'll hear us get lost.
Yes.
As we always can never figure exactly how to get out of some of these stadiums that are mazes filled with people cleaning up and. God knows what you run into, so hopefully there won't be too much of that this year. But we want to keep it real for you,
right? But no, so at first blush, Paul. Again, hot take. James gonna hate me for this. Look, last year, this offense did not score a touchdown until the third week of the regular season
in Green Bay. Yes,
that's horrific. And that
you're giving people flashbacks.
And that tone was set when? In the first preseason game at home, when what we thought the concern was Jake Elliott or Randy Bullock.
Yeah.
Right? And so while I agree with sometimes it's, preseason, it doesn't mean anything, whatever. I don't know, Paul. Look, for this first team offense to march down the 135 yards at 15 plays, there was a pick six and a mistake. But then to come back, like last year, that would just derail everything.
Yeah.
And no, what'd they do? They get the ball back, go right down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah. I thought, and it was kind of what I wrote on, on Cincinnati.com, and I think what we talked, it just was better. It was a good night where things were encouraging. You saw the way the ball got spread around. You saw how this offense could be something, right? AJ Green is doing his thing. Joe Mixon's making guys miss.
Yeah.
He's out in the flat. They throw it to him. He makes two guys miss. That's why you create plays where Joe Mixon is lined up alone on one side of the formation.
Right.
And you throw it to him.
Right.
You know? It's not a decoy situation. You let him go do his thing and make plays. I thought that was encouraging for sure. You know, you throw John Ross in, and that is not going to keep him. The doghouse that doesn't exist with the coach is
right.
You take a step closer to it when, last year he touched the ball one time and he fumbled it, right?
Right.
And turned it over. Now, first game, first time they throw it to you, again it's a turnover.
I know,
and it
right?
goes back the other way.
But this time they actually ran him right back out there.
They
and the
did.
Guy made a really nifty 20-yard catch and run to set up a second score.
You're exactly right. And I actually, you know, he said after the game, he said after that, everybody was putting a lot of faith in me. It was, he said, the OC, Marvin, Andy, AJ, all coming up to him saying, hey, it's cool. I got you.
Right.
I'm going right back to you. He said, Andy specifically said, I'm going right back to you.
Right.
And he did. Right after.
Yeah.
And I think that was important. As the garage we parked in is potentially on fire. I guess you'll read about that on Sesay.com.
Yeah, maybe.
At least the alarm's going off.
This looks like my neighborhood, so I'm actually
Jim's,
real.
Jim's comfortable when things are on fire.
Fire, yeah.
That's how life in the Cove goes.
It is. Things burn. Things burn a lot.
Things burn.
Covington.
Well, only on the meth side
right?
of the street.
Yeah, you know, but still. You just made people real mad at you.
Look, are we going to pretend there isn't a meth side of the street on some streets in Covington? Are we to pretend that that's not the
case?
Yeah,
it does exist.
It does exist.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought offensively, super encouraging. One bad play, one slip,
right,
makes it not feel
perfect.
As encouraging
right.
and not perfect. But considering where they were last year,
right.
and the offensive line was not horrific,
right.
I thought they were at least certainly serviceable in the passing game. I think that was good. And defensively, they look good as well.
Do you know what? I tried, Paul. So I come back. We come back in the locker room.
You're like, let's go.
I was like, God, who am I going to talk to about this first team defense? Like, because those guys were done. So that means they were showered. They were out and gone. And the only guy left was Gino. So I was like, man, I got to go ask Gino. And Gino, I tweeted out the response. Go look at it. Basically, do up the deuce. I was like, that was it.
That's it. That's Gino. That's that Gino life.
But, you know, he made life very difficult for the Bears. Essentially, it was a 3-and-out. You know what, Paul? It was like the offense to me. They're on the verge of a 3-and-out.
Yeah.
Penalty. Bad thing, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens? Gino sack. Gino causes a hold. Carl Lawson chases down a mobile, young, fast quarterback, whatever you want to call Mitchell Trubisky. Nearly gets a strip sack fumble. And get the 3-and-out. So instead of bad momentum, you know, Bears get to extend a drive,
yeah.
like we've seen. 3-and-out.
Right. 3-and-out, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You know, and here's what I liked the most tonight, and I thought is the most telling thing. If you listen to the BVP last week, we said, which is out of nowhere, was like, okay, pick.
Yeah.
If it's going to be like 2015 where they have seven guys
Pro
make
Bowls,
the Pro Bowl,
right.
who would they be? And every one of those guys made some kind of play tonight.
Right.
Every one that we mentioned.
Right.
All the way down to Clayton Fedulum.
Yeah.
You know, made a play. Your stars need to show up.
Right.
And your stars need to set a good foundation. And I think that was what happened.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon made a play. AJ Green made plays. John
yeah.
Ross made plays.
Right.
Defensively, you saw Gino making plays.
Right.
Carlos Dunlap had a tackle for loss. You mentioned Carl Lawson. It's all right there. I mean, those are the guys. So for
right.
them to show up and make plays and get their work in, hey, was it perfect? No, there's plenty of other garbage
right.
out there, and we'll document all that
right.
too. But I thought as a whole,
yeah.
overall, for what you wanted to see tonight,
right.
I thought you saw
no,
it.
Yeah. No major injuries to those guys. You know, honestly, Paul, like, again, 7-9, 6-9-1 the year before, quote-unquote win now, you know, for two possessions for both first units, it's good. And even the bad was followed up with a rebound that, you know, in the last 2 years we've seen totally tank this team.
Yeah.
So, again, it's easy to say it doesn't matter, whatever. I think the last 2 years has proven –
yeah.
The seeds of the season do indeed start here. And
yeah.
It's very hard to say, oh, it was bad, or there was too many things to be pessimistic about.
Other dudes like or dislike, I like Josh Malone. I just keep seeing that
yeah,
dude
was,
make
yeah.
plays, and he made some tough catches and some nice
yeah.
routes and some tough spots tonight, and he's done that all camp. I'm just a big Josh Malone fan. I feel like when I think back to the early Marvin Jones, he just reminds
yeah.
me of that. And I thought he had another good night. And it's a big preseason for him. He's in a battle with John Ross.
Yeah.
To be that other guy. And I think he continues to make good impressions. You gotta like that.
Again, receivers are a theme. So I thought Tyler Boyd with a touchdown in the middle of the field in the red zone. I guess what you want to see from stuff like that is good camps carry over into the game. Andy Dalton, Tyler Boyd, and of course Auden Tate.
Yeah, you know, game-winning touchdown.
I mean, too, it was funny. Andy Dalton thought some of the other PIs were better catches than the end zone catch, but I mean, he was the talk of the locker room post-game. Down, though, for me, Paul, would be defensive depth. I mean, we talk about stars. That's great. But I really didn't see anything that you're like, okay, if so-and-so goes down, so-and-so goes down, you're good to go.
Russell was better tonight.
Yes. Yeah, he flipped it.
He had been having a bad camp, and he had a really good game.
Yeah.
And he talked about it, because that's what he does. So that was
good. Are you going to go? Yeah. All right, I'll see you there. See, this is what happens on the BBP. We got to arrange pops.
You got to check.
BBP2.
That the people BBP, that you think are going to be.
BBPP?
The BBP pops?
BBP pops. There we go.
That's all right, we like that one better. Now, that's when the real conversations come out.
Well, yeah.
And we will not turn the microphones on for those.
You'll have to pay for that.
Come buy us a beer and we'll have the real one with you. That's right.
All right, so real quick down for you that you didn't.
Alex Redmond had a bad ankle.
Yeah, he did.
He's in a competition.
That's what makes it worse.
He's got to play good, and you just see he gets whipped in the passing game, and he's not getting pushed in the running game. And it doesn't help. I thought Christian Westerman showed tonight.
I thought
he had a pretty good little night. So in that competition, I think there was a shift a little bit at the guard position, although Trey Hopkins is still the starter.
Yeah.
So maybe they're battling for a backup spot. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is sort of our first little run with the walkout.
Right.
The BBPP. The BBP pre-pops. BBPP.
If y'all BBP listening to this right now, you're going to find that as funny as we did.
Yeah. So. I hope so. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed these. We'll be doing this as we walk out of all the stadiums this year. Some walks longer than others. Luckily, with this being a home game, this wasn't a super long walk for us, so we actually have to stand by the YAR and look at it in all its glory.
One hubcap glory.
That's all it is. So anyway, we're going to do these after every game. If it's New England, you're going to get like a 30-minute BBPP because Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick put you on the other side of the universe. So anyway, hope you all enjoyed it. And, of course, we'll be back with the regular BBP early next week. So check in that, and we'll talk to you later.